The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
And welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lonnie Ka'a. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What did God do when Shay, a writer at heart and designer by trade, met Dave, a business entrepreneur? Today, Dave and Shay Kusumoto help people execute a successful marketing plan with video, graphics, websites, emails, and branding through Ninth Avenue Studio. You may also have heard of High Sessions. That's their project too, featuring top Hawaii musicians. Dave and Shay are also followers of Christ. And so, dear friend, we pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program, well, is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know and to be reminded that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing today, no matter how tough things might seem to be, there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who touched the heart and the lives of Dave and Shay Kusumoto, is reaching out to you. And it's our prayer that you would turn to Jesus, that you would repent, turn from your way and turn to God's way. Dave and Shay Kusumoto are co-founders of Ninth Avenue Studio and popular music, TV, and YouTube show High Sessions. Shay is an accomplished graphic designer, web designer, and video producer. Dave was a pioneer among internet service providers and website development in Hawaii, at the cutting edge for 3 decades. Media, content, storytelling, video, and marketing are now his focus. They have 3 children, Evan, Cole, and Ari. The Kusumotos live in Kaimuki. Dave and Shay, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you.
This is surreal. We listen to you on the radio all the time, driving our kids to and from school.
Well, it's truly a blessing to finally have you with us, Dave and Shay. Where did you grow up, Shay?
I grew up on Oahu in Aiea at first. We lived there throughout grade school, and then in high school, my family moved to town.
How old were you when you all moved into town?
First, when I was 6th grade, we moved to Kaimuki, and then we moved to Makiki in 9th grade. So I don't know how old that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Dave?
I grew up in Pa'oa Valley on Booth Road up in the valley. And in high school, I moved to Aleva, Pu'unui area.
So I'm thinking of two things when you mention Booth Road. I'm thinking about the park, police and athletic league, sports. And then when you said Punui in the Aleva area, I'm thinking about shave ice and Spam Musubis from John's store there.
John's store, spend-
who would you say, Dave, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, when I was growing up in Paoa, there was a neighbor, his name was Walt. He was like a older brother figure to me. He kind of took me under his wing. I didn't have brothers, so I have three sisters. But he just taught me a lot of stuff and let me hang out with him. And that was a pretty big influence in my life.
What kind of things do you remember being with him?
Oh, just hanging out with someone older, you know. He'd always be working on cars or motorcycles, and we just sit and talk, and he was just happy that I was there with him, and he was encouraging, and just through hanging out, I think I got exposed to so much stuff.
How about you, Shay? Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would have to say my mom and my dad. That's kind of a generic answer, but they had the most influence over me. But I will say that God put into my life very specific people to encourage me in my faith. And they probably don't even realize how much of an impact they made on me. But I can see how God really used them strategically to guide me to him.
You mentioned God, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us your relationship with God. How did that begin? Some background, some context of that.
Okay. My parents are really new Christians when I was growing up. Actually, they didn't receive Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior until I was about a year and a half. And I had a traumatic incident. I had a febrile seizure, and it lasted really long. And it was like at that time, the longest recorded seizure in history not to end up in brain damage. And so they got on their knees before God that night after I came home from the hospital, and they just prayed that I would wake up in the morning. And it was a long process of recovery for me, but I don't remember a time where I didn't know the Lord. I was told that, you know, my auntie took all the cousins into the closet and prayed to receive Jesus. But I grew up going to church and always kind of knew him. At my baptism, the pastor asked me, "Shayna, why do you love God?" And I said, "Because he first loved me." Mm-hmm. And it was just so ingrained in me that God loves me, and so I love him. I didn't really have to think twice about it. But in high school and college, I really fell away from my walk with the Lord. I just was very rebellious, wanted to experiment with all the world had to offer, the partying, the, you know, getting in trouble with friends and with boys. I was just like seeking, I don't know, like my freedom, I guess, from my parents' covering. And I ended up in a world of pain, and just I hit rock bottom at one point, feeling betrayed by my friends and boyfriends, and feeling like my whole life is like so empty and nobody was there for me. But I looked up and realized God was there the whole time. And so I just began a process of coming, trying to come back to him. And it wasn't easy because I was still living in sin, living with my boyfriend, you know, partying every weekend. And it was really difficult to come back until I graduated from college, came back home. And I believe that's the first time I heard your testimony, Danny, was at some event. And at that point, I was just so hungry for the word, started going to church again and reconnecting with God.
Yeah. Well, this is a word of hope to somebody who may feel or may be asking, is there hope for me? Say, just you're describing your experience and the grandeur of God's miracle at 1.5 years old, and how he has continued to reach out and be there for you. David, how about you? How did you come to know Christ?
I also grew up in a Christian home, going to church, Sunday school, and I think I kind of fell away in at high school too, kind of similar. But I did go to Sunday school. I did middle school youth group. And then I went to high school. I went to KCC and UH. And wasn't very close to God. I had some hardships, and I would pray. I always believed in him. But I didn't really have a real walk with him. And it was when I started our first business, which was a internet dial-up provider. There came a point where I felt empty. And that's when I started to seek. And I reached out to the only person I could think to reach out to, which was my middle school youth leader. And I said, hey, I don't want to go to church, but I want to study the Bible. Would you lead a Bible study for me and some of my friends? I had a really close set of college friends, and she said, absolutely. And so we just got together, and we got reacquainted, and she led a group of us through, I believe, the book of Matthew. And she said, I'm so happy to do this. The only thing I ask in return is that at the end of this, you guys would visit a church. And we all moaned and groaned and said, okay, you know, if that's what you're saying, then okay, we're in. You know, so we went through the Bible study, and a good amount of my guy friends in that group received Jesus at the end. And she took us to church. We went to New Hope at Farrington. We had no idea about that church. We didn't know anything about it. We didn't know what it was like, the size. And it was quite a shock to us, the production of it all. And the weird thing, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but on the very first Sunday that we went, Shayna gave her testimony on stage. And I think she did a sign dance. Mm-hmm. I just find that so miraculous and weird.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't really meet in person.
I didn't give my testimony every week.
We wouldn't meet till maybe a year later, but I just find that so weird.
Well, okay, this is let's take a break right now. because things are really heating up. When we come back, I want to hear about the meeting. I just know that it has something to do with sushi. So when we come back, I'd like for you to share about sushi, where this happened, how you met, under what circumstances. You see, dear friend, as you're listening to Dave and Shaina Kusumoto, you see how God has woven into their lives the very rich fabric of relationships. There are people from their youngest of years who prayed for them, who took them in, who talked to them, who enveloped them, even in their spiritual journey, in coming back to the Lord. At a time when they wondered, would God have me back? Would God still love me? And the answer was always yes. And the answer is yes to you too, dear friend. And they'll share more heart-to-heart with you when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I mentioned the word sushi before our break, so we're going to talk about sushi and where to eat sushi and what can happen when you show up to have some good sushi. But remember this, 9th Avenue Studio, this is Dave and Shaina Kusumoto, and High Sessions. Look, you can go to their website, find out more about them. 9th Ave, number 9. 9thavstudio.com. 9thavstudio.com. If you're tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, you can get this whole program, free podcast. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Shay and Dave, talk to us about sushi. Why is that so important? What happened there?
Okay, so I think we have to start a little before the sushi and give a little of the in-between time. So the first time I met Dave, he came into the graphics department at the church where I work, and I did not even turn around because I was so busy doing my ministry work, doing graphics. And so he thought I was a stuck-up private school girl, which I probably was. And we did not become friends at that point. It wasn't until, like, his third or fourth visit into my office that we connected over the new computer that he got. So I was like, oh my gosh, is that the Pismo? And he's like, yeah. And so we were talking about computers. And then there was something in, somehow we got onto the subject of like our relationship with God or something. And we both were in other relationships at that time. He had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. And we both in that instant realized, oh my gosh, why am I connecting here in a way that I'm not connecting with my significant other? And we just started talking, and we could not get enough of each other after that. You know, like every time we would see each other, we would engage in conversation that was just so intriguing and interesting. And it wasn't until a year later, I think, that, you know, we were just friends, but he ended up, and he ended the relationship with his girlfriend, I did with my boyfriend, and then we became closer friends. And I started working in his office in Aleppo, doing website development. And, you know, it's totally still platonic at this point. We are just friends. But everybody in the office felt like there was something up before we did. We just thoroughly enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed each other's conversation. And so we went to, we had a lunch meeting, a website kickoff meeting at Yanagi Sushi. And, you know, this is probably like, I don't know how long after we first met and became friends, but that was the lunch that changed everything. Dave, you want to continue from here?
It was just a regular business lunch. I mean, we always, like Shay said, always enjoyed hanging out with each other. But she really dropped a bomb, what do you call it, a bombshell, and she actually kind of broke the ice and said, do you think we have something here, you know, beyond friends? And that was a total surprise to me. And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of broke the ice.
No, you didn't say anything for a long time. You were quiet for way too long. It made me so uncomfortable. Like, oh my gosh, maybe he doesn't feel anything other than friends.
I was too humbled and shocked.
We always got to hear both sides.
We do.
It's a lot of fun.
He put his head in his hands and was silent for like a full 2 minutes.
Oh, God, not that long.
2 minutes of eternity.
Well, at least, Shay, you know that he thought deeply about it before he responded.
Yeah, he didn't know how to.
So, so he had an honest, transparent answer going forward. Yeah. Let's give him the credit there.
He so was Shay, probably deep in prayer.
Right? He was like, oh, my gosh. That came out of nowhere. Shay, so tell us, let's start with Shay. How did your relationship grow from that project mm-hmm. launch meeting? I mean, that was sort of an abrupt left turn, if you will, to a longtime friendship that you were building.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, wait. But Dave needs to share about what he told me as the moment he broke the silence, lifted up his head, and told me something. You want to share that, Dave? that you had been praying or that you prayed?
Yeah. I mean, when I say a surprise, it was just surprise that she felt the same way. But I was really feeling like, wow, what a incredible person and what a match. And she challenges me. You know, I just had so much respect and she was just like so fun and, you know, so I was praying for her and, but I just, that's all I was, you know, I didn't think anything was actually going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Dave, so tell us, Dave, what did you do from that point forward and, just kind of walk us through that time.
I don't know. I think it was just all a big blur from that point on.
Yeah, we really didn't want to destroy the friendship if it wasn't God's will for us to change our friendship at that point. Mm-hmm. We valued our friendship so much that we're like, oh no, what if we're making a mistake? What if this is just like lust or whatever? And then we wreck everything, you know? So we really intentionally took some time to pray about it before making any kind of big leap into a romantic relationship.
So Shay and Dave, God brought you together. You got married. You have a business partnership. What surprises have you experienced together?
I'll answer.
Okay.
I think the biggest surprise is the overtime you learn how different other people are wired. And so that for me, it's like how she's wired, how she works, thinks. So so opposite almost to me. So that's a big surprise. That you think you can know somebody, but when you really get closer to them, you see how different they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I paused after that question because there are just so many surprises. Like, which one do we pick? You know, like, at the time when we got married, I had no idea that I would go into business with Dave. I had a different job. And God called me out of there to, you know, be independent, be an entrepreneur with him. And it was the scariest thing because I felt like I couldn't depend on a salary. I couldn't depend on benefits, a lot of things, right? But Dave was asking me to trust him, and God was asking me to trust him. And I did, and it was one of the best decisions ever. In our first few years of marriage, like Dave was saying, like you realize how, you know, when we were first dating, we thought we were exactly the same. Like, we were twins. Just, you know, one was a boy, one was a girl. Like, we felt so similar in every way. But in the first year of marriage, we realized, whoa, we are super different. Like, I don't understand you. Like, how do you, you know, we had to learn each other. And that learning has taken the past 20 years, and I'm still learning about Dave, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was a surprise, just like the adventures that God has taken on us on in business, and also the adventures God has taken us on with raising kids and building this family. I could have never imagined raising a family. Like, it is so much fun, and it is so much of a roller coaster, you know, scary ups and downs, just like the ride of your life. And I would say the same for faith.
Well, let's get more into that when we come back, Shay and Dave. Okay. You talk about learning each other. That's a word of encouragement for anyone who's married, who might be hitting a few bumps along the way. And yet you talk about joy, the joy of raising children, the joy of being together, the joy of faith, trusting God. You talk about being married to an entrepreneur. Now you're living the entrepreneurial life, and God has kissed you with his blessings. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Dave and Shay Kusumoto, 9th Avenue Studio, 9thavstudio.com, 9th, number 9, 9thavstudio.com. Yeah, what lessons have they learned? I mean, how do they balance family life and business? You know, when God brings people together, do you think it's just some whimsical thing that goes on that, oh, it just happened? Or is there a purpose? And is there a purpose even in the surprises or purpose in the challenges? More with Dave and Shay when we come back. Stay with us.
Of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Shay Kusumoto is passionate about the relationship between words and visuals to get a clear message to a target audience. David Kusumoto is perhaps most known for High Sessions, which began as a pet project making local music videos. Well, it's no longer a pet project. High Sessions is now a YouTube channel with over 400,000 subscribers, getting 1.5 million views per week, a TV show and a household name. Find out more about them at 9thavstudio.com. Mm.
Dave and Shay, you know, your story of being married. Dave, I love what you were talking about. You know, you think that you're exactly alike and then realize how different you are. And maybe, just maybe, that's exactly what God planned, that you would complement each other and to making something more together than you could ever have thought or imagined alone. Mm-hmm. How has that sort of maybe spilled over into your business because you are partners. How does that inform and help your business?
The discovering the differences?
Yeah. Just your partnership, your collaboration, you're complementing each other's personalities and ways.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think when we started out, you have to do everything, right? You wear every hat. You do a little bit of everything. Even things you're not good at or maybe things you're not supposed to be doing, you have to do it. And I think when I hear your question, it makes me think that over time, you become more you the longer you do something.
Mm.
And you kind of let go of the things you're not supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that the ways that I'm wired, I do that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that frees up Shay to do what she's wired, you know. And so I really feel that at this point in our mm-hmm. lives, like, focus on the things you're designed to do
mm-hmm.
and, you know, do mm-hmm. that fully and don't try to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we have a really great team. There's three other people who work with us, Brett, Liko, and Kavika. And in the same way, it spills over to them, you know, as you mm-hmm. find good people to work with, you discover everybody really has a sweet spot.
Mm.
And I think mm-hmm. when we realize that, things really get really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jay.
And it's interesting how much, like, all relationships are similar to a marriage relationship.
Mm.
Because, like, you know, at first, like I was describing our first year of marriage, we're like, oh, you're so different. You know, like, I don't understand you. And it's not just not understanding, but I judge you for those differences mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you're not like me, you know?
Yeah.
And so over 20 years, you start growing your capacity to see outside of your own perspective mm-hmm. and outside of, you know, I only understand my way of thinking. And you grow to receive other people, you know, like your husband or your coworker, you know, other people's way of thinking without judgment. And it just expands your capacity to have empathy and to be compassionate towards people of differing mm-hmm. Perspectives mm-hmm. and bents.
Yeah. You know, I feel like you've just landed on something that's such a powerful word. What you just said is, you know, really mm-hmm. learning somebody's differences, embracing them, allowing to be that
mm-hmm.
which God created them. So easy to say, Shay.
mm-hmm.
But yeah. How do you actually do it? Like, give us some ideas of how that became a reality in your marriage relationship, your business relationships. What did you do?
It is literally not over. It is not 100% reality
mm-hmm.
yet. You know, it's a everyday thing. It's a everyday praying, God, open my eyes, open my heart to receive my husband without judgment
mm-hmm.
and to stop despising our differences and to continue being blessed by them and mm-hmm. understanding that, God, your goodness comes through him to me. Our differences are your blessing,
so
you know? And so it is a everyday thing, and not just like in our marriage, but with everybody that we encounter, you know, it's making sure that I'm spending that time one-on-one with God every day to draw from his tank of love
mm-hmm.
and acceptance
mm-hmm.
and empathy mm-hmm. and compassion and mercy and grace
mm-hmm.
because I don't have those things on my own.
You know, when I had kids, I learned that even more because, well, you mm-hmm. have three and I'm sure they're not all the same.
mm-hmm. yeah.
Tell us how you see right. that in your children. How do you sort of convey and teach that and show them those same things?
I think Dave and I have always had a value of being very transparent with our kids. We sit around the dinner table every night and we talk about the things that are going on in our lives, whether it's good or bad. And Dave will, you know, lie with them to put them to bed, and he will tell them about his struggles. And I will be driving them to school and talk about something that's real, like I found out something that's really bad news. And I got to tell you about it. Like, they see us walking through struggles and they see us relying on God through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Dave?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to interrupt her. I think.
So good. We're going to take a break real quick. I just love the things that you're sharing. You know, I love a book by Smalley, I believe it's called Sacred Marriage. And really the crux of the book basically shares the message that God created marriage to help us become more holy, and that happiness was an additional blessing, but not the goal. And I feel like what you're saying is, you know, marriage for you two has just shown you more grace, more how to be grace filled with your spouse, with each other, with others, and now with your children. What a beautiful message that is. And what a life lesson for all of us, our listeners. Maybe your marriage doesn't look like you thought it would look. But maybe God had a reason for that. Maybe he had a plan to show you how you could be more like Christ every day, how you could lean on Christ to be more like him and less like this world. Dave and Shay Kusumoto, amazing examples of parents, family, but also business partners. We'll hear more from them when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you know, it's a real soft spot when you talk about relationships, parenting, marriage, family, and then business. Did you know that Shay's master's thesis was about implementing change in organizations through multimedia publicity? Now, you tie that to the entrepreneurial genius of her husband, Dave Kusumoto, and we've got some explosions happening in the business world impacting millions of people. Dave and Shay Kusumoto, 9th Avenue Studio, 9thavstudio.com. Dave and Shay, talk to us about 9th Avenue Studio and High Sessions.
Okay. So 9th Ave began as a branding marketing website company. And I think it was around 2007 or 8. I really felt I wanted to learn video, and so I pursued it, and it was so fun. It was all the things that I've always wanted to do. Because I also share a love for writing and music and tech. So video was like, wow, I should have did this earlier. This is everything I really like. And early on, and so as 9th Ave started to branch out to do video, a good friend of ours, and it has to be said, with High Sessions, we have John Yamasato and I are the founding partners. And so he I guess gave this idea, threw out this idea about we should make music videos. You know, John comes from the music industry, and that really accelerated our learning of video, and that has been probably one of the most unexpected parts of our story. Is how that developed. But that's kind of how video came into being, and that's kind of how High Sessions came into being. It was kind of started at a time when we were, we were both, John and I we have young kids. We didn't have the ability to hang out as easily as before, and so High Sessions was kind of started as an excuse to hang out with friends. And so we prototyped it in our living room, invited our close friends and said, you want to try this? You want to learn? And everybody learned, and everybody stumbled through it. And the musicians started coming in. And after we finished our first few videos, it just never stopped. It just accelerated beyond all our imaginations.
Yeah.
How about your perspective, Shay?
My perspective is that when Dave and John were conceiving of this idea, I had a baby I was nursing on my lap while I was trying to get work done. So once again, I didn't turn around. But it's kind of the story of my life. Like, you don't realize what God is doing while you're just doing your thing. But I think what we've learned along the way is do what you love. You know, I love graphics. I love working with images and words and moving pictures. And I love communicating. And I love, you know, since I was little, I love drawing. I love doodling. Do these things that you love. Do it with all your heart. And God will guide you along the way, you know, because as you pursue Him and exercise the gifts that He's given you, you'll you'll go. If you ask him to lead you, he will, to where he wants you to be. And so I feel like our path, like, we could not have predicted it. When I tried to predict it myself, it got me into, you know, bad places. Like, I wouldn't have liked a career in where I thought I would have, you know. But just by following the Lord's promptings, and I think he has landed us in a great place. And looking back, you can see his hand, and you can see his goodness every step of the way.
So, Dave, you and Shay, you mentioned the beginning of High Sessions. When did things really take off? Describe that process.
You know,
how everything blossomed.
We had some really cool artists come in early on, and we started making videos. And the first set of videos, we were really still learning how to do it. And, you know, they slowly start getting better over time. But what we started to notice is that people are watching this on YouTube, and they're watching it from all over the world. And then a particular artist came in, his name is Mike Love. He's a reggae artist. I think he came in maybe a year after we started. Just a phenomenal musician. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that the success of High Sessions is really all about the musicians. It's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and he did just a set of songs. And I think one of the songs, Permanent Holiday, which our channel is known for now, it made it onto the front page of Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And it... Mm-hmm. It's one of these viral stories, like, it just went viral. And it elevated the channel, and it elevated everybody on the channel. And from that point on, it's whatever artist went on the channel, it just grew and grew. And I think that video now at this point has like 33 million views. And that artist tours all over the world. I mean, tours all over Europe. I mean, just like, that's what I mean. Like, it's nothing we did, right? It's beyond our control. We just did what we did. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, different artists would come in and you hear these amazing stories of how their careers got transformed, their opportunities opened up. And this is a free service. You come in, you perform. I don't pay you. They don't pay us, you know? And we just create content and put it on YouTube. And it just, I mean, it's really, one of the things I feel so good about is, like, other countries would see our channel and they would imitate it. Mm. And they'd reach out to us. And so there's a Costa Rica session, the Sugar Shack session. There's channels out there now that are bigger than our channel. And they started because they were inspired by what we were doing in Hawaii. And another surprise is we didn't know how the music of Hawaii just transcends all borders and languages and locations. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the smallest audience is really Hawaii. You know, it's mostly all over the world. So that's the part that was so cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the other part.
Go ahead, Shay.
Oh, the other part that we're really, really excited about is, you know, this music contest that we're doing on the Big Island. So it's for the Ka'u Keao Pahoa schools, the complex area schools. Four of them, we held a music contest, and all these kids entered, and 16 of them are finalists, 4 of them are winners, and we're going to go over this coming weekend to film them. They're going to get a one-on-one Zoom mentoring session with a musical mentor, and then we're going to film them doing one or two songs that we'll put on the channel and on TV. And it's just amazing to see how God is using this platform that he built to usher kids to you know, be encouraged, be mentored and guided, and you know, like I heard earlier, unleash your God-given purpose. Like, I just love that, and I love how he's using this thing, High Sessions, that he built to do that for other kids.
You're listening to Dave and Shay Kusumoto, 9thAvStudio.com. Hey, I love what you do. I love what you say. You say, Dave, you said, we did what we did. And Shay, you are doing, both of you, doing what you love. Mm-hmm. And look at what God has done. And we can anticipate even greater things, and greater things still beyond that, that will be done by God's grace in the days to come. Let me just say a prayer as we close our show today. Our Father, we pray your blessing on 9thAvStudio.com, on Dave and Shay Kusumoto, your blessing on each of them, their company, those artists that they work with, these new ones that are coming on from the neighbor islands, and the new generation that you are raising up. Your blessing be on Evan, Cole, and Ari, and all that they touch. And our dear listener right now, that as they have heard Dave and Shay, dear friend, be encouraged, because God's love and his arms reach out to you, into your heart and into your life, dear friend. Turn to him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Dave and Shay, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. We've had a great time.
Inspiring words from David and Shay Kusumoto, 9thAvStudio.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I thank you in advance. Colossians 1, 16 and 17, speaking of Christ, all things have been created through him and for him. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dave and Shay Kusumoto, 9thAvStudio.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Arntai, guest coordinator, Jan Yi, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.